Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, home of the 2025 Breeders' Cup World Thoroughbred Championships. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. Big day of racing from around the country today at Santa Anita. Nine race card kicks off at 1 p.m. The feature race today goes as the seventh. It's Cowbreds coming down the hill in the California Flag Stakes. Keeneland has 10 races today, including the Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth II. That's for three-year-old fillies, going a mile and an eighth on the turf. 11 races today at the Belmont at Aqueduct. That kicks off about 9:10 Pacific time. And coverage from Gulfstream Park, where they were canceled yesterday, but 11 races on tab today, and they'll kick off here in about 45 minutes. John Lindo, good morning, and welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Doing great. Good to be back in the host chair after a few weeks off. And John, we got a lot to cover today. Let's start with what was supposed to be a carryover Friday at Santa Anita and Gulfstream with those Sunset Six and Coast to Coast. But Gulfstream canceled mid-card yesterday, so bring us up to speed on what's happening with those carryovers.
Right. There was a torrential downpour at Gulfstream Park yesterday. They canceled after the second race, so the Sunset Six, which has a carryover of $54,000 after nobody has hit it for three straight days, that will go today, as will the Coast to Coast Pick Five, which was canceled yesterday because of the Gulfstream races canceling before that sequence started. There's a carryover in there of $48,688. And while we're talking carryovers, how about nobody hitting the pick six at Keeneland for a second straight day? They have a $1 pick six, and their carryover going into the day, $408,657, and that starts in race five at Keeneland.
Yesterday's pick six carryover at Santa Anita got some extra money in that pool, I think, John, because of the cancellations. But unfortunately for those who were lucky enough to have it, it really chalked out and kind of fizzled with the payoff, didn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, like you say, they ended up with a decent pool in that pick six, but with the chalk running home pretty consistently all day. I think the biggest price yesterday at Santa Anita was $10. So the pick six paid $688. They were able at least to distribute that pool, and there are a couple of carryovers between Gulfstream and Santa Anita today, and again at Keeneland, and we'll get updates. I do know if you're handicapping both the Sunset Six and the Coast to Coast, they are off the turf at Gulfstream Park today. I think race 11 at Gulfstream was scheduled for the grass, so make sure you get all your changes there.
Well, the sad news we all got last Saturday was the passing of Jeff Siegel, someone we were all very close to and considered to be, you know, if not the greatest public handicapper of all time, certainly right up there. And we wanted to bring in our friend Jay Privman to get some remembrances, and we all want to kind of talk about Jeff here for the next 10 minutes or so and just really give him his due and what he meant to the game. So let me bring in Jay Privman. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bob. Hey, John. Good morning.
Good morning. And I thought Steve Anderson's obituary was so spot on and just so well written. And you were a big part of that with some of your remembrances of Jeff. So why don't you share with the listeners just some of the things that stood out most about Jeff Siegel?
I agree with you. The story that Steve wrote was terrific. I was glad Daily Racing Form gave him the space, to properly put Jeff's contributions and career into perspective. And you just alluded to him being perhaps the greatest public handicapper ever. You know, ever's a long time, but I know in my lifetime he's the best I ever saw. And I've seen a lot, not only obviously in California, but in all my travels throughout the country over the course of my career. He just had an innate feel for both the art of handicapping and the science of handicapping. There wasn't anybody in my mind who was able to meld all of those qualities together, being able to incorporate figures and sort of the nuts and bolts kind of stuff that everybody looks at, but also having a feel for whether a horse would stretch out or turn back or get loose on the lead. And he was way ahead of the curve in terms of workout evaluations, because some of the stuff that he did going back to the early days of Handicapper's Report in the late 70s with his business partner Bob Selvin, some of the things that they did, you guys know, are now considered standard, but they were way ahead of the curve on getting that information out to the public. So those are just some of the things. But the other thing about him, Bob and John, and you guys knew him for a long time as well, in all the years that he did this, which is pretty much close to 50 years, I never saw him lose his enthusiasm. He was always upbeat. Every time you saw him, he was fired up for the day. I just never saw him lose that enthusiasm, and that to me is a remarkable quality.
Yeah, that, the work ethic, the energy that he came with every day. I agree, Jay. I always admired and wanted to try to match Jeff's work ethic and his energy, but no way could I match the enthusiasm that he brought day in and day out. John Lindo, I know you tweeted out something, and I know Jeff meant a lot to you as well, and the respect you had, and just kind of what you learned from Jeff Siegel.
Well, he was the game, like Jay said, you know, he was making numbers before they were making numbers, and but besides the numbers, guys, this is a guy that visually could tell you so much about a horse and what they want to do and what they could do. I learned a lot about how to watch races from Jeff, and you know, he'd look at a horse, well, this horse wants to run long, or he'll look and well, this horse won't get the distance, or he needs grass, and for the most part, he was right, and you know, you just learn to watch, well, what's he seeing that I need to see so I can be ahead of the game, and he was a great teacher too. He took the time to talk to you, explain what he knew, why he could validate what he believed, and if you look at it, and it just made sense. So not only you know, great at what he did, and I've never seen a better handicapper than Jeff, and just great at explaining and teaching, and you know, a lot of we had a great press box for a number of years, so many good handicappers, but when Jeff spoke, everybody listened, and there was a reason.
Hey, Jay, that's one thing that I really loved about Jeff, too, was the teaching aspect. I mean, when I first came around, I was so in awe of Jeff, I could barely, you know, talk to him. But if he felt like you had the enthusiasm to learn, the willingness to learn, and a little bit of ability, he would go out of his way to help, wouldn't he?
Very much so. He really admired that trait, I know, in you. You know, he respected people who, as we like to say, did the work. You've got to do the work, right? That was one of
That's right.
many sayings. And you and I were privileged back, you know, in the mid to late 80s to see the Siegel seminars, where he would, there was a full press box then because every newspaper had a public handicapper, and there were more newspapers, and every paper had at least one person covering racing, if not in some cases two. But we all looked up to Jeff, and we'd gather around the lunch table in the press box after the races, and he'd go through the card, and in a fun way. I mean, he'd try and engage everybody with questions, because this was in an era before figures were out, so he would quiz people like, who do you think had the better figure here? And then he'd be like, no, you're wrong. but he did it in a funny way. And he was very much, to John's point, that teaching aspect is something that he did to the general public too, in a large way for a long time. You go back to the KDOC shows that he was on local TV from Santa Anita, and starting there, and you fast forward that all the way through to the social media age, where he was doing picks for free on in social media. Like, you'd go on Twitter or other areas, and he would do his selections there. And it's kind of the handicapper's report motto, but I mean, every day with Siegel was a handicapping lesson.
And Jay, you called them we called them the Siegel seminars, but our good friend Jack Karlick nicknamed Siegel Skull because, you know, a little bit of lack of hair on the top there. So they became the Skull Sessions. What I just remember so much about that era, Jay, was just the fun, the ribbing of each other, the laughs. Probably went to dinner 50 times with Siegel after the races. I mean, the camaraderie to me was so great then. I mean, you know, we're younger, maybe that has something to do with it, but I sure miss that part of it, Jay.
It was really a lot of fun, and it was just a really great time. Like we were saying before, so many newspapers had people doing the races then, and that certainly changed quite a bit over the years. It was a different era. It was a fun era, and I'm glad we were part of it, and I'm really glad that we were, you know, in the orbit of Jeff for all those years, because he was a really special person. He to me is an, you know, an irreplaceable person in terms of the contributions that he made to handicapping and trying to teach the general public. There's many who will try, but nobody will equal what he put forward over all these years.
John, I know you got to go out to dinner with Jeff a couple summers ago, and you got to know him a little bit better, and that meant a lot to you, John.
Yeah, I had a chance, and when he was down at Del Mar, he wasn't able to come down this summer, but last summer he was here, and I said, Jeff, I'd just like to go to dinner with you if you get a chance, and Jay joined us, and I just got a chance to talk to him a little bit and just tell him how much I appreciate what he did and what he's done for the business. And it, you know, and like you say, the passion never ever left him, and you could talk horses with him all day, and he'd poke your brain about what you thought and what you know, and you could ask him anything, and he'd answer you. And Bob, you know, I was lucky enough for a little while there, we got to handicap on a daily basis doing Del Mar in the San Diego Union Tribune, and you know, I got him one summer. I ended up beating him, and that was like onion beating Secretariat. So I got the Michigan Street Cred for that. So I'm very proud of that, but I'm honored to be able to do that with a guy that I respect so much. It was an awful lot of fun, and believe me, you did your homework because you didn't want to get embarrassed by the guy because he's just good.
Hey, Jay, one final thing before we let you go. The Racing Hall of Fame has something called the Joe Hirsch Media Roll of Honor. You are one of 38 members. It's in a very elite group, and I really hope there's a spot for Jeff Siegel on that Roll of Honor.
Yeah, me too. I hope that they recognize just how special Jeff was and that they do honor him. He would absolutely be an appropriate person to be on that list.
My final conversation with Jeff was the day before his last starter ran. That was on the 26th opening day. I had called him the day before and kind of knew this was coming. Jay had spoken a number of times from the summer on, and he was kind of fading a little bit each time. And our good friend Steve Nagler always would see Jeff and say, Siegel, you're a god. So my final thing I said to Jeff was, Siegel, you're a god. Don't ever forget that. And he said, I just hope the horse doesn't forget it tomorrow. So it was a good way to have a final conversation with someone, if there is such a way. Services for Jeff will be held Monday at 10 a.m. Mount Sinai Mortuary. That's in Simi Valley. The public is welcome to attend. Jay, we will see you at the Turf Riders dinner on the Wednesday before Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, you'll see me on Monday at Siegel's service, and yes, the Turf Riders dinner will be nice. You're talking at the start of this about Steve Anderson and the wonderful story that he wrote about Jeff, and Steve is one of the people being honored by the Turf Riders on the Wednesday of Breeders' Cup week for his career contributions as a turf rider. So that'll be among the many reasons to be there that night.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, Jay.
Thank you for having me on, and especially for the tributes that you're going to give Jeff throughout the hour today.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll see you soon. John Lindo, we have to transition to a little bit of handicapping before we take our first break. Let's talk about your Breeders' Cup seminar at the South Point, where you put out the Lindo Report. And by the way, you did double duty today, Santa Anita and Keeneland. So first of all, tell us about the Breeders' Cup seminar. Give us a phone number from the South Point, and let's get your radio play today.
But we'll do the Breeders' Cup seminar for the Saturday Breeders' Cup card on Friday night. That's Halloween night at 6 p.m. in the Grandview Lounge right next to the Racebook. If you want to come out for that weekend, the ballroom will be open for watching and wagering both Friday and Saturday. Number to call, 866-780-7223. There were very few rooms left when I checked with them yesterday. I'm out here in Las Vegas. And if you want to give Steve Johnson a call as soon as possible to see if there are any availabilities left, it'll be a fun weekend out there. And just one other thing, Bob, we did Keeneland, Sandy, just to touch on what's happening out here. The South Point $400 race is tomorrow, and they had a celebrity blackjack tournament right next to the Racebook yesterday. I'm leaving, and all of a sudden the Clydesdale comes walking through the Racebook.
I saw that on Twitter, yeah. That's a big horse.
Yeah, everybody's asking, well, who do you like? But he didn't answer. But we took a shot anyways. But just an unbelievable place here, and they love the horse players. Come out and take a look for yourself.
Let's get your radio pick, John.
I'm going to go to Keeneland, Bob. Keeneland race number 8, number 3, Mega Mill, comes out of a good effort in the Grade 3 Dogwood, drops into an allowance race, gets Lasix back, has tactical speed, doesn't have to have the lead, so I think a good trip coming here. 10-1 on the program, I don't think we're going to get that. I made the horse 7-2 on my line. Number 3, Mega Mill, race number 8 at Keeneland. And, Bob, I know you did your sheet for Santa Anita. Let's have what you have available there, and let's get a radio play from you.
Yes, I did my sheet for today and tomorrow. I'm taking Monday off, which I had originally planned to do, but I'm not going to on the holiday card. Now, I'm going to go to the 7th race, and by the way, I played $108 in the late pick 5 and 3 best play races, and one of those is going to be the 7th race, the California Flag, and I really like Mana Rose in this spot, John. I'm against the two favorites that are drawn inside. Shea Brennan is related to 6 horses who have never won on turf, and Lovesick Blues, who has already made his way into the Breeders' Cup Sprint by winning the Bing Crosby. He's 0-for-8 on the downhill. I think Mana Rose is the right horse. Loved his comeback win. He likes the Santa Anita turf course, and I think he's going to love the hill today. So let's go to race number 7. It's the 6 horse, Mana Rose, 7-2 on the morning line, will be my radio play of the day. And we'll honor Jeff today by some of the bumper music. The last horse he started was Surfin' USA. Bumper music today honoring the late, great Jeff Siegel.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo. Surfing USA.
Angels Ringo.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactas and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco, and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares, Cowbred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a Cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for Cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a Cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAN.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would
Welcome
be
back,
alive.
Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, how about a word about our cowbred of the week, who's going to be a horse running today?
Brian, you mentioned the feature issue of the California Flag Handicap, and that is for cowbred. And win or lose, a horse to watch today, Lovesick Blues. He's in the California Flag Handicap, but he's also prepping for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. So this is a horse that you want to keep an eye on, see how he runs today. And, you know, we'll see what happens where he won Bing Crosby down at Del Mar on the dirt. He's going to the Breeders' Cup Sprint at Del Mar in his next start.
And, John, tell us about those maiden bonus awards as well.
Yeah, starting in December, the Santa Anita Winter Meet, they're going to bump up the maiden bonus awards for if you win a maiden special weight, a cowbred maiden special weight, or even those restricted maiden special weights. The bonus will be $12,500 starting in Santa Anita this winter. It'll move to $15,000 next summer at Del Mar. Next fall at Del Mar will be $12,500. And then all the Los Alamitos meets, you'll pick up a check for $10,000 winning a maiden special with a cowbred.
Want to bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. And, Bob, I texted you the other day because I like to relive these glory days of, I call them the Press Box Pick Six gang, and you were such an integral part of that. And I said, Bob, what was the biggest pick six you guys hit? And it took you about a minute to return my text with the exact date, January 21st, 1984. What happened on that day, Bob?
Well, we were lucky enough to be one of two tickets that day, and I think it paid slightly over $380,000. And it was a very memorable day because I remember I liked Interco in the San Fernando Stakes that day, and he was going turf to dirt. A very, very good horse for Ted West, who trained him at the time, and he was able to win, and that was the last leg of the pick six, and we were happy to hear that it was one of two tickets, and it was a life-changing score. I made more money that day than I did in the whole year working at the Herald Examiner.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned, right, Bob?
Absolutely, and like I said, that was when the pick six was races 3 through 8 that day. And one of the keys to the ticket was Jeff Siegel had gotten some information on a first-time starter that we used, trained by Wayne Lucas, who back then really, there's a lot of times where his first-timers didn't win in that particular period of time. And that horse happened to win with Gary Stevens. The horse was named Festival Cup. I think the horse paid 18-1, so that was the key to one of the many prices we were able to get that particular day.
And, Bob, I've told you this before, but my first year being in the press box full-time right out of college, summer of 85 at Del Mar, I don't think there could have been a better run for pick six players. We'd put in a group ticket. You would often have another ticket. Superstein, who was a key member of that group, would also have another ticket. And I'm telling you, if somebody wasn't alive at least twice a week for 50,000, it was an upset. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I was a 1% player in that time, and I thought, Bob, I'll never have to really work a day in my life. This is unbelievable, and it was a great way to kind of start out in the press box with you guys.
No doubt about it. It was a great time. It was a glorious time, and like you guys were talking with Jay, those sessions after the races were always very entertaining between Karlick and Julio Canani was also often represented in those conversations. And any conversation with Julio or discussion was entertaining because it was hard to understand him, and he made his point and raised voices, but he was never mad. It just was the way he talked. So they were always very entertaining and after the races ended.
Very, very animated, no doubt about it. Good times, Bob. Well, let's come to today's card and move forward about 40 years. And let's look at the feature today. I wanted you to kind of preview the California Flag, which goes as race 7.
I think you basically covered it for me. I like the same horse you do, so I hope it's a case of great minds think alike. I like Mana Rose as well. For the reasons you mentioned, I think the two horses are drawn on the inside are vulnerable today. Mana Rose is a, you know, he won on the dirt in his comeback at Los Al in the E.B. Johnson Stakes, but I think he's even a better horse on the grass, and I think he's a better horse sprinting. And he can sit a little bit, and he's definitely going to have to sit because Booksmart's in the race. I think he can track him and go by. And I know Jeff Mullins was very confident going into the race at Los Al, and I think he should be even more confident today because I think the horse should be even better today off that comeback effort.
John Lindo, jump on in.
Well, from Bob, the last time you were here, you gave us a winner, and then you took a week off to celebrate, so now that you're back to work, how about a radio play?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the second race today, try to get some money for the exotic plays later in the day. I like number three, Big Celebration. First off the claim for Jeff Mullins. Mullins has been very good off the claim of late. I think this horse, she does her best work at Santa Anita. Two of her four wins have been here, and I think she runs back through some races earlier this year. She'll be tough. I think 6.5 helps her more than some of the other contenders in here. So number three, Big Celebration in race two.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for the memories. Good luck today. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. I'll see you on Monday, Bob.
Okay, great. Bob Mazursky, todaysracingdigest.com. And let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. And a beautiful tribute to Jeff Siegel this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Well-deserved, a guy that we held in such high regard. Bruce, let's look today at the Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup. That's at Keeneland. They're race nine. There's one scratch in there of Will Venn. We've got a field of eight, and the favorite is the undefeated Laurel Lynn. How do you see the race?
Yeah, I think the race goes through Laurel Lynn, who's had a really well managed campaign. She's only making her fourth start this year, a perfect 5 for 5. The coming out party was at Saratoga when she stalked three wide. And even though the margin wasn't large, it was about less than two lengths, she won with consummate ease down the stretch. The rider maybe hit her twice left-handed at best just to kind of keep her straight. And I'll tell you what I think also advantage for Laurel in here. I think she likes a little bit of give in the grass. She won on yielding turf at Penn National and at Aqueduct. And this turf course, I believe, yesterday was listed as good. I think the surface will help her. I think of the horses that can sit off the pace, she's going to get first run. So she's the horse to beat. The other two horses I was looking at, the best value here might be the 7, Destino de Oro. She didn't run a race at Kentucky Downs, which is a weird turf course anyway. She was in heavy traffic that day. If you forgive that race, her win at Ellis was awesome in the grade 3 pucker up. I think she might bounce back here on a little different surface. And obviously Fionn, who's had a super year this year. She's won 5 of 6. Her only loss was to Nitrogen, who she ended up beating later on. The only concern I have with her, there's two concerns. She's a bit of a deep closer, and her one kind of subpar race was here on this good turf course at Keeneland. So that worries me a ton, but she's got the class and the quality to be a factor. So I'm going to Laurel Lynn in order, 7 Destino de Oro and the 9 Fionn in race 9.
John Lindo, we need to get a couple quick picks from Bruce Finkelstein. Why don't you get the first one?
Okay, well, let's go out of state with the first play, and I'm going to guess that you're going to stay at Keeneland, Bruce.
Yeah, and I know you did the next door race in the 8th race, John. I'm going to go to the 7th race. We're going a mile and 3/16 on the grass, and let's talk brand new horse syndrome on the 6th, Chapman's Peak. He didn't do much as a in his two-year-old campaign. He came back with all kinds of different factors here. Blinkers off. He added Lasix. He was a first-time gelding. And his second race off the layoff was on the grass at Kentucky Downs. I loved his win that day. He reeled in the front runner. He got caught in mid-stretch by the second-place finisher, Blast Furnace, and he re-broke late, and he won going away. I love that win. He shortens up from a mile and 5/16 to a mile and 3/16. I think this horse has tremendous upside, maybe being a gelding in his three-year-old campaign. Race 7, let's go with the 6, Chapman's Peak at 5-1 on the morning.
And what about a Santa Anita play, Bruce?
How about the third race, Number five, the Rabbi. He broke maiden at first asking at this distance, surface, and racetrack with a overpowering off-the-pace score. He's been in five races since then. Four of them have been routes. One was a sprint race off a layoff that wasn't that bad at Del Mar. I think Bron Ellis is finally figuring out this guy is a late-running sprinter, and if he runs anywhere near as well as he did on debut, he's got a big chance to rebound off of some dull route races. In the third, the five, the Rabbi, listed at 4-1 on the morning line. I'll be doing my Baruchas for him today.
Okay, and what's available today at betonbruce.com?
We have full card analysis at Santa Anita, the nine-race card with the last six races at the excellent Keeneland meet. I know there's a carryover in the pick six. I'll help you out on that. Audio is included. And also, we have the best plays at Santa Anita with audio, four plays with audio again, at all at Bet on Bruce.
Excellent. Thank you, Bruce. Talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Okay, next segment will be John Hardoon and Scott Shapiro. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and More. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars, and always a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart's Sports Bar. The month of October is filled with Grade 1 stakes action. The best older horses in the nation meet in the Robert Boniface Los Alamitos Championship Saturday, October 11th. Top sophomores chase a spot in the Los Alamitos Super Derby with trials on Sunday, October 19th. Our October of Thrills continues with the Golden State Millions Sunday, October 26th. It's an October of Thrills at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, we've got a new sponsor in Twin Spires. Tell us about their Keeneland offer.
For the Keeneland offer, today and tomorrow they have a bet back promotion where you can get $10 back off of win bets when your horses finish second or third in selected races Saturday and Sunday at Keeneland. And Bob, if you're a tournament player and going to play the Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge, if you're going to purchase your entry into the Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge, do it through Twin Spires. If you bet a total of $3,000 between now and October 26th, they'll give you $500 back on your purchase price that you make it, if you make it through twinspires.com.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, and some Breeders' Cup news. We wanted to get caught up with you before we get into the handicapping. So first news is Patch Adams has been retired. Good sprinter for Brad Cox, won 4 of 7 starts, including a couple grade ones, but he's got a hind-end injury and going to the breeding shed, John.
Yeah, and rightfully so. The horse had a short career, but a good career. And, you know, they're retiring the horse because he got hurt. So, unfortunately, that's what happens with a lot of them.
Last week's Champagne winner, Napoleon Solo, is not going to the Breeders' Cup, nor is the heavy favorite, It's Our Time, who got exposed a little bit in there. John, a little surprised Napoleon Solo not going off that big win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not privy to any information, but I know the connections well, and if they're passing, obviously it's more than meets the eye. They said that they were worried about a bounce. Well, they decided one day after the race that he was going to bounce. I don't believe that story. I think there's more to it than the public is having knowledge to.
John Lindo, let's get a preview of the feature race from Belmont at Aqueduct, and also John's first selection. So, John Lindo, jump on in.
Well, John Hardoon, the Glen Cove is a feature race. That's scheduled on the turf. I know you had mentioned there was a chance of rain today. Are we still on the turf for today's 10th race? And if so, how do you see the race?
Yeah, they're on the grass. They had showers earlier this morning. No more rain expected till tomorrow. And there's a chance they may cancel, to tell you the truth. They're expecting a nor'easter with some bad winds. So if that arrives, they're probably not going to be able to run at Belmont. But today is good. They're going to make it through without any more damage. The track is fast. The turf is certainly has some given it. A 10th race today, the Glen Cove is 6 furlongs. And number 2, Lady Cervera. Miguel Coman sends out this 3-year-old filly, and she's on the improve. She's getting better with each start. 2 for 2 at the distance, 2 for 2 at Aqueduct. She looks like she's going to be tough in this spot.
Well, how about a first radio play? I know you've done the work at Belmont at Aqueduct, Keeneland, Santa Anita, and Gulfstream. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
We're going to go to Belmont. Look at race number 9. And Southern California's players are familiar with the number 9 horse in here, Brazenly. This horse was privately purchased prior to his last race. Not often when people are going to go out and buy a 7-year-old gelding. Barn switch today to Bill, last time out to William Walden. Go watch the replay. This horse had a miserable trip. Ortiz tried to come up the rail. He was cut off twice. And if he gets through, he wins. Well, today he draws an outside box. I think he's going to be ultra tough in this spot. Number 9, Brazenly, wins the 9th race today out at Belmont Park.
And, John, you came oh so close to giving us a 14-1 shot winner at Santa Anita last week. Speed Shopper in the Rodeo Drive got through inside, I thought was winning, but a very tough beat right on the wire. Let's come back and get that winner at Santa Anita today.
Well, we're actually going to pull a fast one here. My horse is
okay.
Looking out by other handicappers, so I'm going to look at Laurel today. Laurel, it's their big day of racing. It's the Maryland Millions Day, and I like the 6th race today. It's a 1 1/16 on the turf, and I love a price horse in here. I like the number 1 horse, the Last Sip. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Susan Satinas barn. Juan Barbosa board to ride, 10-1 on the morning line. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. The trainer, not familiar with her. However, she is 5-13 at the meet, and that comes out to 38%. So I'll take my chances. I like number one, The Last Sip, 10-1 on the morning line to upset and win today's sixth race out at Laurel.
So you didn't have enough work to do. You added Laurel. So tell us what's available today at the website, John.
Laurel is not available. I have a friend that has a horse running there, so he asked me to do two races for him. So I found that one by accident. We have Gulfstream, Belmont, Keelan, and by the way, like you guys were talking about, a major carryover today, and of course, Santa Anita selections.
John Hart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Great job. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, be safe. Stay well.
All right, that was John Hardoon. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, who's been doing a lot of work on Express Bet, First Racing. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. Great tribute this morning. It was great to hear all the stories.
Well, I know you've been doing some work with Jeremy Plonk, and you're filling in some awfully big shoes because that's where Jeff Siegel was up until about earlier in the year. So maybe just a thought or two on Jeff and what you're going to be doing, kind of filling in and working with Jeremy.
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate to meet Jeff a number of times and get some good conversations, but nowhere near at any close to the level of you guys being in there in the press box. My days in the press box, Jeff would pop up occasionally, and we got an occasional Belmar time when he was chilling, but he was more downstairs in the Express Bet places, and you know, I didn't get to see a lot of them, but more, I wish I had more racing conversations with them. I had more of our conversations that I recall were about UCLA and Wisconsin sports, which is UCLA obviously a big thing with Jeff's wife as well. But remember him on HRTV with Aaron V, and glad I got to meet him in person. And yeah, big shoes. Jeremy Plonk did about 400 podcasts with him, and I've been filling in for him on the First Call podcast on Friday. You can catch on YouTube as well, and you know, big shoes, like you just said, no one's going to fill them for Jeff, but hopefully I can do at least a little bit of a good deal. But learned a lot from the guy, and appreciate all your stories.
Hey, John, let's go ahead and get a play from Shapper.
Before I get your play, Shapper, in that regard, how about last week, last Friday, a horse named Coach Cronin wins at Santa Anita, and the day that Jeff passes, I sent a text to Jeff. I didn't know he passed Saturday morning, but all I sent in the text to Jeff was UCLA 42, Penn State 37. That was for you. I mean, you talk about karma. Pretty amazing stuff.
That's unbelievable. That was great stuff for sure. The combination was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, let's get a radio play from you and make some money for everybody you pay.
Sounds good. First level allowance, race seven. I guess I'm going mano-a-mano with Bruce Finkelstein. I do appreciate the chances of number six, Chapman Peak, but I think number seven, Warlander, form's dirtied up here. I could go back a number of races and talk about how he was up against it on the wrong part of turf course and whatnot. But his last race, when he added blinkers for Steve Asmussen, was his best yet in terms of numbers. It was at Kentucky Downs, and I think he meets the softest field he's encountered in some time. So race seven, number seven, 6-1, Warlander at Keeneland as part of that big pick six carryover.
So at minimum, we've got a great exacta box there between you and Bruce.
There we go. Exactly. Hopefully cold, but no offense to Bruce. But yeah,
exactly. Hey, Shapper, keep up the good work, and we will check in with you again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy your afternoon.
Final segment coming up. That's Toby Callett and Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio, AM
830. Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend.
For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Somebody about me. You got to give me a fight. Can't you just let it be?
Welcome back. Final segment from Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, how about a word from NTRA? There's some qualifiers going on this weekend.
Two qualifiers today. If you want to go online to horseplayers.com, there's a $165 NHC qualifier restricted to players who have not qualified for the 2026 National Horse Players Championship. And if you're on track at Keeneland, like my brother David is today, you can play in the $3,500 Keeneland NHC and BCBC Challenge, win seats in both the National Horse Players Championship and the Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge we talked about earlier.
And, John, a few spots to go today. If you can't get out to live racing, plenty of simulcast options.
Well, you can use Bob Ike's name at the Derby Room there at Fairflex Park. They'll give you a good seat, and you can go down to Orange County. The OC Tavern is open and ready to go. And down in the Gaslamp District in San Diego, you can go to the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. That opens up at the top of the hour.
Let's bring in Toby Callett. Toby, conditions at Gulfstream yesterday, you had a mid-card cancellation. What's it look like today?
It looks like they're going to run, but I didn't have personally. I'm still in Northern California, and I very quickly want to give a big shout out to my golfing buddies, Johnny G and Rory M. These were five of the best golfing days, and I didn't play that great, mind you, but five of the best days I've had, and I started playing golf in 1965. So I do want to mention
great
that.
To hear.
So I avoided that two-race debacle at Gulfstream on, again, the all-weather now, three cancellations this summer. It did rain hard, but it doesn't look like it drains very well as we had speculated before.
John Lindo.
Well, obviously, Toby, we have those carryovers in the Sunset Six and Coast to Coast carrying today because they couldn't do it yesterday. Can you give us any help in a race at Gulfstream Park that might involve the sequences?
I actually handicapped races 8, 9, 10, and 11 for quick picks if you want them all. It's your call.
Fire them quickly. Let's do it.
Okay, race 8, I like the 5, Drink and Wink, and the 2, Readier. Race 9, I'm looking at the 1, Sal's Dream Girl, the 5, Bet Stormy, and the 2, Worldly Beauty. Race 10, liking the 3, Lou the Body, Threats are the 4, Miami Frank. The 8, Keep on Moving, and the 1, Adios Now. And in the nightcap, I like the 5, Seawise. They worked this horse on the tapeta recently, along with the 6, Reproach, and the 2, Animated. That covers both the Coast to Coast and the Sunset 6.
Love it, Toby. 4 races, quickly done. Enjoy, I don't know if the golf is over, but it sounds like you had a great trip, and we will talk to you again next week.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
That was Toby Callett. Final stop is Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Hello there, mate.
Hey, tell us about the Grade 1 Richard Boniface tonight at Los Alamitos.
Tremendous race, the last of 9 on tonight's program, a Grade 1 at 440 yards, with the winner punching a ticket to December's Champion of Champions. The favorite is number 10, Stanley Cartel, whose owner, or part-owner, Dunn Ranch, and trainer Ramiro Castillo were on fire at the Golden State Million Trials last weekend. Stanley Cartel is a last start winner of the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity in July, so that qualified him for the Champion of Champions. He's won 8 of 10 career starts. The second and third picks on the morning line are Impressin number 4 and Jericho number 5, horses that we've seen plenty of in the last couple of years. Impressive trying to get to a fourth Champion of Champions. He's won 2 of them. He's won 25 career races from 37 starts and was beaten just a nose in a qualifying race to the Champion of Champions in August when coming off the bench for his 7-year-old debut. Wonderful, wonderful racehorse. He's in gate 4. And Jericho right next door in gate 5 won this race last year, coincidentally beating Impressum, and the pair had the same post positions 12 months ago. Gate 4 for Impressum, gate 5 for Jericho. Jericho came off a layoff for a very soft allowance score. Looked great in the closing stages of that 400-yard race. And given that he's 3-1, third choice of the 3, I'd lean towards Jericho from a wagering standpoint. He loves the 440, and he's got an excellent chance to repeat in this race, but it's a very high-quality field. There are lots of other good horses that are rather long odds because of the domination in recent stakes races around this distance of the top 3. There's a very good supporting stakes race for fillies and mares, race 4, the Sound Dash Stakes, also with a field of 10. So we've got a pair of 10-horse stakes races bookending the pick 6 tonight.
Very good. John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, we need to get the first post time tonight. I'm looking forward to this card. I love those 440-yard, the true quarter-horse distance for the feature race tonight. And we also need to get a radio play, so how about a post time for the first race and a radio play?
Okay, John, first post is 6:05. I'll go to race 8, the penultimate on the program, which is a 350-yard allowance for fillies and mares. Favorite's number 5, Fairly Flyin', and she's in great form. She's won her last 2 starts at Los Alamitos. No knock against her, but I'm interested in number 7, Woman in Gold, as the 3-1 second choice. Comes in from a very good win at Canterbury last time out, overcoming early trouble. Returning to Los Alamitos, where she competed in the first half of 2024 for a different trainer, Jose Flores. She's now with Lindolfo Diaz. And I actually liked a couple of her efforts back in the summer of 2024 at shorter distances, 300 yards. And I like this 350 scenario from the outside post for number seven, Woman in Gold, who has had a local workout. So make number seven in race eight the radio play.
Thank you very much, Michael. Good job. Enjoy the night. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bob. And next Saturday is the Halloween Carnival at Los Alamitos. A lot of fun for the whole family. Admission only $3. Kids 17 and under are admitted free. Costume contests, the whole works.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks, John, co-hosting. Thank you to Elise. Mike Willman's here tomorrow, 8 to 10. Andy Harris, stay tuned. He's on location in Louisiana. Thanks for listening. Cash some tickets. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.